What up? I feel like playing some music tonight to start this out, if you don't mind. This will give you some time to get your shit together. All right, get your drinks, get your snacks, whatever you gotta do.
Better late than never, I don't ever, never mind. Overthinking, thinking, I don't ever got the time.
Never.
Texas hit me, but my mind and time is occupied.
Bitch.
Maybe you can get yours, but I gotta get mine. Oh. I'm a liquor porn, sipping, never boring, little mama. Kill the baddest bitches, whether thrifting or designer. Can I keep a baddie? Savage and I'm savvy. Yeah, she bended over like she stretching out her hammies. And little baby sent the addy, and I said I'm on the road. I'm motherfucker, I ain't even left home. Smoking in the road, swear I'm about to go. But I be changing clothes like I'm steady switching flows.
Oh shit.
I'm a little late. I'm a little late.
I am fucking late.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm a little late.
I forgot the stash, but my homegirl the plug. Bad attitude and I ain't never give a
fuck. Alright, 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 alright. What a horrible transition. I'm sorry. Okay. What up? Welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best. Now, if you're wondering what the fuck that was On My Way by Snow the Product and Daddy Juju. Okay, now that is that song is pretty relevant to the situation right now because I've been pacing around trying to sit my ass down and record this podcast for about 2 hours now. Okay, I went to the store, I'm walking around, I'm doing all this shit, making more coffee. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I finally sat my ass down to do this. So here we go. This is another solo episode, okay? We all know that the first one did not go as well as planned. It did not go as I would have liked it to go. So hopefully this one goes better and I don't end up hating myself and berating myself once this is done. But tonight, baby, it's just me and you. I'm going to be whispering sweet nothings into your ear. Sweet nothings about comparing ourselves to others, about how I can fall into the trap of comparing myself to others, as many of us do. And I'm going to talk about how I try to combat that as much as possible. But before I get into that, let me get some stuff off my chest first, if you will indulge me. I mean, this is my podcast. It is all about me. So I am going to talk all about me and what's going on with me. Let me tell you this right now. You could probably tell that I am highly caffeinated, and I have been highly caffeinated for about a week or two. And let me tell you, I am very sensitive to caffeine, so it's not like it's going to affect me like everybody else, especially because I have a problem with excess. Like, I love to just dive into shit and do it as much as possible and not stop. Like, first of all, I love coffee, okay? I have been addicted to coffee ever since I was a kid, no lie. Caffeine. I mean, I love energy drinks. I love coffee. Love it, love it, love it. But the problem is I'm very sensitive to it, like I said, and when I go down this road of just taking it in excess, of just constantly drinking it and in large amounts, larger and larger amounts every day because I grow a tolerance to it quickly, that is when things get a little sketchy. That's when things get a little messy. Okay, and that's how things are getting right now. Because when I ingest all of this caffeine, my whole life kind of I become very like erratic, you know, like my sleep schedule has never been the best, but as soon as I go down this road of having all this caffeine, my sleep schedule is even worse. I'm going to bed at 9 in the morning and waking up at like 4-5 in the afternoon, which honestly, I'm not going to really blame that on the coffee too much because that's really me in general, but the coffee does heighten that aspect of me where I am a total night owl. But there's many other things that this caffeine intake causes me to do. I mean, first of all, the anxiety continues to rise as the days go on. You know, like I can feel my heart beating. I can feel my hand shaking. I can feel the very fast-paced thoughts flowing through my head. So my anxiety does tend to rise as I tend to continue this intake. Okay, I become pretty fucking impulsive. And let me tell you, it just heightens my personality, basically. I'm just going to make it short because I know I have a tendency to drag shit on. This basically just heightens my personality, makes me more impulsive, makes me more of a night owl, makes me crazier, makes me make more bad decisions, okay? A lot of bad spending, okay? Spending that doesn't need to be made right now. Like last night when I accidentally spent $20 on a campsite on Chatterbait. If anybody has been following the podcast, you probably know what Chatterbait is. And if you don't, it's a campsite. And if you don't know what a campsite is, I mean, just look it up. But basically, I spent $20 on a campsite last night. Why?
Bitch, because you dumb.
That's right, because I'm fucking dumb. Now, I did only mean to spend $10, so I was going to spend the money anyway, which was the bad decision part. I was going to spend $10 on the campsite, which I really don't do often, but my highly caffeinated and sleepless brain was moving way too fast with this transaction, which you should never fucking do when you're making a transaction, and I accidentally dropped the 20 and got 200 tokens when, thank God, I didn't drop 100 and get like 1,000 tokens, and I would have been up all night just dropping tokens on these fucking girls, okay? Thank God that didn't happen. But this is just an example. I will lay in my bed and just make a bunch of fucking purchases. I mean, I got a lot of coffee. I have coffee on the way, like special coffee tea bags that I bought offline. I mean, this is just a bunch of shit that I'm doing right now that I'm spending on. A lot of things that my energy is being spent on that is not useful to me. I'm just indulging in a lot of crazy. I'm just indulging in a lot of shit I shouldn't be, and partly because of this caffeine intake that I'm taking in. Okay, it's making me off balance, which is what I try to strive for in my life, which is balance. But does that mean I'm going to stop? I guess, I don't know. I just have to kind of slow down. With that being said, regardless of how like off center I've been, like I haven't been meditating. I went over this in the first episode. Haven't been meditating, which I know I should be. Haven't been as mindful as I know I should be, which is a fucking total buzzword by now. Haven't been as mindful. Haven't been following up on some of the things I know I need to be following up on. But regardless of my horrible habits through these last couple of weeks, I can't lie to you and say that I haven't been a little proud of myself because, you know, it's funny. Even though I'm bitching and complaining about how like the caffeine is making me anxious and making me like spend a lot of money on useless things, well, not useless things, but on things I don't really need right now and all this shit, I can't lie, but when I actually put my focus onto what I'm supposed to do with this energy, shit gets done. And shit has been getting done. I have been putting my time where it needs to be in some aspects, regardless of the stupid stuff I'm doing. Like I have been decluttering my life, my room, which is something I've been doing for maybe like a couple of months now, as I've been getting into more of a minimalistic lifestyle, just kind of letting go of the excess, which I mean, I definitely need to do that. But I've been cleaning out my room for a couple months, cleaning out my life from all the shit that isn't as necessary. Okay? So I've been doing that. I've also been remodeling my room. Like, I've been fucking wound up. I've been really wound up with this energy. So I've also been doing things that I know I should be doing, which is I put in a fucking air conditioner in my room so I don't have to podcast in like the Sahara fucking desert in here, put in a new lamp so I'm able to see in here, put in some blackout curtains so when we want to film, we can actually do that without the sun coming in and fucking up a shot. And I've just been doing things I normally don't do, taking more initiative in my daily life, which is something, you know, I definitely could work on. Like the other day, I had this bike basket. It's not like a fucking girly bike, like a little girly bike basket. It's like a cool basket you put on the back of your bike that will hold a bunch of stuff. And I've been having that sit around for a couple of weeks now because I'm like, oh, I don't know how to put it on. I need to call somebody to help me do it. And I called a family friend to help me with it. He's been pretty busy, so he hasn't been able to come help me do it. So I finally got the fuck up, went downstairs, and put it together myself, which I am so proud of because I don't know anything about putting anything together. So if all this energy has done anything, it's shown me that if I get up and try to put stuff together, I can put it together. All right? I've been putting stuff together. I'm proud of myself. Put the bike basket on by myself. Now, is it a little wobbly? Yes, it is. But you can still put stuff in there. I just left my house at 1 o'clock in the morning to get coffee and other stuff. And I used the bike basket and it's fine. The air conditioner's in the wall and it's great. The lamp's up. All this shit is up, baby. So let me tell you this right now. If you guys need something done, if you need something done in the house, call me and call Dre because Dre's been helping me with all this shit. So call me and Dre and we'll come over and we'll do Gritty and Dre's installation and maintenance. But just before I finish, a fair warning. When me and Dre do any of these things, like with the air conditioner or anything, there is always a good amount of mayhem. The air conditioner hit me in the head the other day. Dre somehow ended up bleeding and he bled all over my fucking wall. The blood's still there. We destroy tables. There's many times where I don't know what I'm doing and I just stare at the project, or I stare at the mechanism that we're trying to put together, and I just stare at it like I'm having a stroke and I just blank out. So just a fair warning. If you do hire us for any type of job, there will be chaos involved. So I hope I explain the situation right. I just got a lot of energy, and it's been all over the place. I've been all over. I've been up and down, in and out, all around, and I'm just trying to reel it in. The other thing is, like, I know when I get like this, when I indulge in a lot of things like this, when I indulge in things that I know aren't really healthy for me like this, it's because I'm running away from something. It's because something internally or a few things internally are bothering me and I need to get a hold of it. I need to get a handle on it. Am I doing a good job of that? Probably not right now because I'm trying to put my attention anywhere but this internal conflict that I'm having, you know, which is why I'm just suffocating myself with caffeine, video games, projects, because I really don't want to fucking look at some of the things that I know I should be looking at right now. So I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that this is what's going on, you know. So that's really where my head is at right now. This is not a great headspace to be. I mean, it is because I can get a lot done, but also this is a time where in this headspace I can either be creating something. I could either be doing this podcast right now, or I can be up at 6 a.m. playing blackjack online, gambling my money, which I've definitely done. And the last time I did it, I fucking lost. Okay. So I hope that this wasn't too boring. I hope that, that I explained the situation correctly. Now let's move on to the topic at hand, comparing my tendency, our tendency as human beings, to compare ourselves to other people. Usually to me, I'm just going to talk about my experience with this because that's all I can really tell you is how this affects me, how I handle it, how I perceive this, okay? Now, I didn't really know I did this. I didn't really know I compared myself to people until maybe like a year ago, like when I really started focusing on myself and looking at my flaws that I wanted to change and reorganizing my life in my head. And that's when I really figured out, like, oh shit, like I look at other people and I have thoughts of envy, or I compare myself to them, which then leads to me downgrading myself, right? So this is just a disclaimer. This is my experience with this. And this is how I choose to combat this. So may work, may not, may relate, may not. Let's fucking see. I gotta pee really bad and I don't want to get up. I really don't want to get up. I want to keep going. So I usually have this problem when I'm on social media, which I think that's pretty much the culprit. That's like the main way we do this. Okay, like I'm sure before social media we've done it. Like, what do they call it? Like that old expression, keeping up with the Joneses. You know, that means like, you know, you're trying to keep up with the fucking neighbors and shit. So people always have looked around and said, oh, this person has this, this person has that. This person's better than me. I'm this, I'm that. I don't feel adequate enough because this person is in a higher level than me. But social media, I mean, I'm not sure. I know for a fucking fact, social media just enhances that so much because it's just, we're just totally bombarded with, depending on what platform you're on, you're totally bombarded with the perfect side, with the perfect picture of everybody, you know, of everybody that chooses to put themselves out there in a perfect way. And I'm going to get more on that one in a second, but I usually have an issue with comparing myself when I am on social media, usually Instagram, sometimes YouTube, or when I am looking at, marveling at a creative work that somebody has done. Music, usually something that I also do, right? You would usually do that. Whatever you're into, whatever you also participate in, if somebody's better than you or you perceive them to be better than you, you're automatically going to be like, shit, I'm no good at this. This guy or this chick is a badass and I fucking suck. If you're a healthy person, you won't say that. But if you're anything like me, you will say that. And that ain't cool. Because that's a fucking toxic mindset to have. Okay, which is my point right now is it's not really bad to look at somebody and compare yourself to where they are because then you can use that as inspiration. You can use that as motivation. But when you look at somebody or look at their work, compare yourself to them, compare your work to them, and turn it on you as in you're a piece of shit, your work's a piece of shit, that is when stuff gets messy. That's when stuff gets sticky. Okay, and that's not good. That turns into like self-hatred. That turns into a lot of shit that you don't want to carry around with you. A lot of shit that I have carried around with me for years. For years, and even still, I have to work on throwing it out. But I've become a little more lighter as the months have gone on, that I've become more aware of this shit that I do to myself when I look at another person's accolades or achievements, or it doesn't even matter if it's an achievement, just if I perceive it to be something that I would you know, want to do or want to have or whatever, whether it's physical or, you know, something intangible about them, I beat myself up about it. So I think we already got out of the way that comparing yourself to people in a negative way is fucked up. You don't want to do it. But how do I choose to combat this, you ask? Maybe you're not asking yourself that. Maybe you're saying, shut the fuck up. And in that case, I guess you could turn the podcast off. I don't know. But if you want to know how I choose to combat this negative way of comparing myself to people, here it goes. First things first, I try and check myself and ask myself, okay, whatever I'm looking at, whatever it is, like I said, if it's a physical thing about them, if it's an intangible thing about them, I ask myself, all right, have you done the work or will you start to do the work to attain that, whatever it is? Have you done it? Are you on the path to doing it? Or are you willing to do the work it takes to get whatever that is? Are you willing to save the money? Are you willing to do the fucking sit-ups to get those six-pack abs? I don't want six-pack abs. That's just an example. But I ask myself, okay, like, this person most likely worked hard, or this person most likely did something to get there. Like, if somebody's really fucking good at something, dude, most likely they put in their 10,000 hours, as cliche as that is to say as well. But most likely they did. If somebody's good at editing, you know, most likely they've been editing longer than fucking you. Or maybe they're just a fucking prodigy, which is another topic that I'm going to say. But I ask myself, have you done the work or will you do the work? If not, drop it. Drop it. Maybe you don't. Maybe it's not that important to you. Maybe it's not. Maybe you really don't want it that much. But that's one thing I try to ask myself. I try to remind myself basically, okay, this person most likely worked hard to get where they are. This person put in more hours, time, money, energy than you to get there. So don't beat yourself up about it, because that's the other thing. It's like, if somebody's 10 years ahead of you, how are you going to beat yourself up if you're 10 years behind them? Like, and this is the funny part. It always sucks when you're comparing yourself to somebody and they're younger than you and they have something about them that's better, that you perceive to be better. It's like, fuck, how did this little bitch do that? How did this little bitch get that? But you know what? That little bitch probably did a lot of work that you didn't do, or maybe they just had a leg up on you. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Point is, they got there. And most likely they got there because they worked harder than me, or they did something that I haven't done yet. So it's up to me to now take the power. Again, the power is in my hands to go and do that thing. Maybe not the same way they did it, but I have to find my way of getting that. All right. And if I'm not able to do it, if I don't really want to put the work in, then I need to shut up about it and stop beating myself about it. I need to drop it. The other thing I have to ask myself is, like, I have to like look at that person and be like, you know, am I able to get that? Like, can I do that? Or is this something that's just, was this like a gift that this person has? Like, it's like somebody's looks, right? I mean, now with plastic surgery, you can fucking manipulate that. But, you know, if somebody's born 6 foot tall and you're not, like, that's it. Like, what the fuck are you going to do about it? You can't do shit about it. There are many things, obviously, about myself that I have not been fond of in the past. Some of those things I dropped, some of those things I have not, because some of those things are just the way it fucking is. I was born with a visual impairment. Now, the day they come out with some crazy fucking surgery that I'm pretty sure is going to work like 100%, then I'm doing it. Probably. Maybe. I don't know. But until that fucking day, I need to drop that shit. I need to do what I need to do in order to live my life in the most productive, positive way possible. I cannot change my eyesight. I can get glasses. I lost my glasses. I'm getting them back now. But there are things that I can do to help myself, you know, gain, to become better despite this disability. And I'm putting quotes on that because I hate that fucking word. You know, so there's things about people that you may admire or look at, marvel at, that you just can't change. I mean, look, the Kardashians got huge asses. It's easy to get a fucking huge ass now. You go to DR and get a fucking huge ass. Hopefully you don't go to like the backyard somewhere and get some shit put in you and then your ass explodes. That can happen. Look it up. Okay, so make sure you're going to do the right thing if you're going to get a fake ass, okay? But to wrap that part up, because I have a habit of dragging shit, it's like when I look at somebody, like, okay, perfect example to end this part of it. You know, I look at a lot of this came from me listening to other podcasts, right? That's really where this came from. I'm pretty confident in other areas. I really don't care about anything else. But when, like, podcasting is new to me, so I listen to a lot of podcasts anyway, not just because I want to, like, get better at podcasts, because I like them. And sometimes I'll sit there and be like, wow, this is really fucking good. Like, why can't I do this? Like, why can't I do that? Like, I'm not as good as this person is on the mic. I'm not as good as that person is on the mic. Meanwhile, the person I'm fucking looking at is either 30 years old, like 20 years older than me, or they've been doing it for way longer than me. So how the fuck am I going to sit there and complain? Okay? And, you know, again, there is just things about people that you cannot attain that are gifts. You have them. You, listening right now, have things about you that you were born with, that are natural to you, that people admire, and you should highlight that. Because you know what? Regardless if you see it or not, there are people that will, like, I hope that there are people around you that highlight the things that you really don't see. I have people in my life, thank God, that look at me and they're like, hey, like, I like this about you. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know nothing about that. Or maybe they just highlight something insignificant about me that I was born with. Like, sometimes people comment on my curly brown hair. And I'm just like, well, I mean, I guess, like, I don't fucking know. Like, I didn't have any control of that. I was born with it, right? And you were born with skills and things like that that people admire in you. So it just is the way it is. So my thing is, again, if I'm not willing to really put the sweat into it, I'm going to drop it. And if I can't do shit about it, I'm really going to try and drop it. There are things, obviously, about myself, and we all have it, that still, there's still a thorn there. Like, it still bugs me. But there's a lot of things that I've also fucking dropped, because you just gotta move on. You gotta fucking live, dude. Right? So anyway, those are the two things I try and ask my, I try and check myself when I'm comparing myself to somebody, and that helped me out. Now, the second thing I try and do is focus on myself in a positive way. Not focus on myself in the way that it's easy to focus on myself sometimes, like, you're fucked up, you do this, you do that, why do you do this? Oh man, listen to the second episode of this podcast and tell me, like, I'm a perfectionist to the worst, in the worst way. I don't understand it. I was just born that way. You can ask my parents. I'm a perfectionist. I used to be a perfectionist with how my food was placed on my plate as a kid. I don't do that now. I don't give a fuck about that now. But I used to throw tantrums because of how my food was placed on my plate. Okay, and I do this with everything in my life. Like, I'm a perfectionist to a T. So I don't want to highlight, I'm not saying that I focus on myself in that light. That's obviously the opposite of what I want to do. I'm not sitting here brewing about things I don't like. I'm talking about, I try and focus on myself. A, the positive things. You know, what is good about me? What do I got to offer here to whatever medium or whatever, you know, what do I have to offer here, right? The other thing is, I focus on myself to get better, because as I stated before, comparing yourself isn't necessarily a bad thing if you do it in a way where you can be inspired and motivated to get better, to do something greater than you're doing right now. So I try and focus on myself in that way. And I'm like, okay, well, what could you be doing? How could you be getting better at this? Maybe you should sit your ass in the fucking chair and get on the mic and do an actual podcast instead of bitching about how bad you are at podcasting. You know, it took me 2 hours to get in this seat today. All right, because I was like, oh, I don't know, acting like a real bitch. But I'm here, which is what I should be doing, because I like it. I want to get better at it. That's it. This is how it's got to be done. You got to focus on yourself, what you can control. All right, I can control how much excess I let into my life. I can control how clean my environment is. I can control how much I let myself compare myself to somebody. I can control a lot of things. You can control a lot more than you think. And it's really it's mostly like your reaction to shit is how, what you can control. So that is what I really try and focus on, is what is my reaction to this? Like, what am I going to do about this? I try and focus on myself. And also, the other part of focusing, the biggest part I think about focusing on myself or focusing on yourself, is focusing on yourself and seeing what it is about yourself that you can highlight again and bring out. What makes you unique is what I'm saying. Because 9 times out of 10, the person that we're comparing ourselves to, right? Not all the time, because a lot of people are fake fucks, especially on social media and Instagram. But a lot of times, when you're talking about somebody with actual values, somebody who's actually accomplished things, those people are usually pretty authentic and unique in their own way, right? Which means you're admiring them for that. You're admiring them for being unique. You're admiring them for being who they are. Now, you can, and it is, I can definitely see the value of saying, obviously, yeah, I like how this person moves in this way. I want to cultivate this in myself, but I never want to become somebody anymore. This is something that's something I would struggle with as a kid. Like, you want to obviously you want to step in that person's shoes and be them. I don't want to be anybody else anymore. Fuck that. I want to be me because I know I got shit different than that person got. I like how maybe confident that person is. Maybe I like how much of a hard worker that person is. So I want to cultivate that within me. Maybe that person is more generous than me. So I'm going to try and cultivate that within me. But do I want to become that person? No, because I'm unique. You're unique. And you need to figure out what it is about you that you can be more authentic and open about, because then that's where the fucking money is. That's where the magic is. And that's where the fun is at. I didn't really start having fun in my art until I did some real self-discovery, dug real deep, and figured out what the fuck am I about? Like, what do I really like? Like, what's going to separate me from the pack that's authentic about me? Now, maybe you think that there's fucking nothing about authentic about me by listening to this podcast, but, you know, I've done a good amount of self-discovery over the last couple of years, and I've dropped some stuff, and I've cultivated some things, and I've highlighted some things about myself that I love, and I put it into my work. I put it into my daily life. You know, I can say this about myself. I don't give myself a lot of credit, but I can say this, that I've never really been too much of a follower. Never been too much of a follower in terms of like dressing, like following trends and shit. You know, it's not really the way to go. You don't want to be a sheep, man. All right. Like, whatever it is you like, hopefully you know what it is. If not, you got to go figure it out. But if you know you like something and you're scared to bring it out, just fucking do it, man. Just do it. Like, there's mad shit about me that obviously, like, I'm like, oh, that's fucking weird. Like, people are going to think that's weird. But who gives a shit? You got to do what makes you you. You got to be you. Okay, and that's what you are probably, that's what you're admiring about these people that you're probably comparing yourself to, is that they don't give a fuck about what you think. They're doing them. So hopefully I explained that well as well. But basically my point is to focus. My thing is like focusing on myself, seeing what's unique about me and bringing it out. Like, listen, and not hiding it. Not hiding the fact that I have these, not just the good stuff. Not just the good stuff, the fucking flaws. Because, you know, A, why would you, like, it takes work to hide these flaws, man. It takes work to hide these flaws. Like, let me tell you, quick side, like, little story here, right? I was taking a class with, it was a small class. Like, maybe, like, I don't even know if 10 people were in that fucking room. And everybody there had regular vision. Now, the instructor wanted all of us to go around and read off the sheet of paper. And it was like a long class. Like, I knew I was, when she said, I want each one of you to pick a pen, like, she gave us this fucking booklet and said, I want each one of you to, we're going to go around and you're going to each read a passage one after the other. Like, it's going to be multiple passages. And I shit myself because now I'm like, great. I have to now read in front of these people, and I have to have my face buried in this piece of paper because it's small print, it's regular print, and even if it's not regular print, even large print, like sometimes I have to put my face up to the fucking paper because I can't see it as well. And that's something that, you know, growing up I wouldn't want to do. I wouldn't want to show my weakness. That's a weakness to me, to show that I can't see what's on that piece of paper the way everybody else sees. I can't just sit fucking back and read this shit the way everybody else does. I gotta basically eat this damn thing. So to me, to sit there and have to do that over and over and over again in front of these people was just, oh my God, excruciating. But what am I gonna do? Am I gonna run out of that fucking classroom? Am I gonna make an excuse in front of these fucking people and say, oh, you know, I can't really like read it, blah, blah, blah. I did it. I have to fucking do it. And you know what? Nobody gave a shit. And if they did, who cares? So it's not just about exposing the good parts of you, which is great. It's about letting loose the flaws as well. Because let me tell you this, at least in my friend group, we are very open about that kind of shit. We don't give a, I'm sure you've heard some stuff on this podcast already. I don't like people that hide shit like that. Like, I know a lot of friends that tell me wild stuff about themselves. And you know what? I love them. I love them. And they love me regardless of the crazy stuff that we do, the crazy stuff we engage in, think. We all love each other, man. And that's the way it should be. Because, I mean, really, we're not doing anything too crazy, but we all got flaws, basically. And if you're trying to cover them up too much, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of work. And you're not being yourself. Again, with that being said, disclaimer. If it's something harmful to you, if it's something harmful to other people, or if you feel like you really could change it, you know, and you would want to change it, like, change it. Like, I fixed my fucking teeth. I'm not going to walk around with crazy fucking teeth. I have, like, you know, fillings and fucking cavities. I mean, fillings and all kind of work. There's like, it's like a construction site in here. So that's something that I choose to fix. But with other things, it's like, who gives a shit, man? You just got to let the flaws fly. And that's what's going to make you great. That's what's going to make you beautiful. Like, I have to remember that from my own fucking podcast, that my flaws are going to make me, my podcast, different. It's going to make me, it's going to separate me from everybody else. And honestly, that's what I'm probably looking at on other podcasts as their strength, but it's their flaws. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Anyway, yeah. And then also just focus on making yourself better as well. So that's two things I try. I hope I explained that well again. That's two things I try to really think about when I'm comparing myself to others. Is there anything else that I want to get into? Not on this subject. I think I'm pretty much done on comparing myself to other people. Like I said, I got more of a handle on it as the years go on. Not saying I'm perfect. Nowhere close. Nowhere close. Still wound up. Still spending money on dumb shit. Still procrastinating on a podcast that I actually enjoy. You know, there's many things that I do that I feel like I could do a lot better at. But it's about balance, baby. That's what I'm seeking. That's what I'm looking for. And hopefully this helped you. Hopefully you're not comparing yourself to somebody as much, you know, and if you do, I hope that whatever I just told you helped you, that insane rambling, you know, because again, you don't want to walk around with that. You don't want to walk around in a shitty mood. You don't want to walk around looking at everybody and pointing fingers and wishing you had that and wishing you had that and wishing you had that. You got to focus on what you got. You got to focus on what you can control, what you can control. Excuse me. I just had a stroke. Got to focus on that, bitch. You know what I mean? Be yourself. Do your thing. Also, just kind of compliment people, man. Just like, you know, if you see somebody with doing some good shit, also throw that positive vibe out there. Don't just think about how much you'd want to do it and how much, you know, you want that nose or you want that ass or you want that money. Throw some positive comments at people. That's also something that I had to do as I got older, is get outside of my own fucking head and realize that I'm looking at a human being. Right? A human being with flaws, by the way. Like I said, the person you're looking at is not perfect, by the way. Whoever it is, I don't give a fuck who it is. Whoever you're looking at has flaws that they probably hide. Okay? Everybody has shit that they hide. I'm not saying let all of them go in front of everybody. I'm not saying just do caution to the wind. But the person you're looking at, the person you're comparing yourself to, is definitely not perfect, especially in this day and age. Look, everybody's getting exposed. Everybody's getting fucking thrown to the wolves on social media. So I'm sure whoever you're looking at is going to get thrown to the wolves soon. You're going to see some sketchy shit about them, baby, as all of us probably have some sketchy shit about us. Before I wrap this up, I do want to give a little update on the last podcast that I did called Am I Haunted? The last episode that I did called Am I Haunted? If you haven't heard it, it was like a whole paranormal episode. It was about some events that were happening to me and my friends, which looked to be of a paranormal nature after I visited a cemetery at night. So if you haven't heard that episode, make sure you check it out so you know what I'm talking about here. But to those of you who have heard it, well, to anybody, just like I said, it's some crazy shit was going down that looked to be paranormal for a couple of weeks. So far, since then, nothing has been going on with me. and nothing has been going on with my friend. Everything looks pretty smooth right now. There's no spooky spirits as of late. Nobody's hearing any voices in the hallway. Nobody's table is exploding, i.e. Justin. His table's fine. My toe is not bleeding anymore. So everything looks to be back to normal, but I do want to tell you about this little thing that happened that night. So when me and Dre recorded that night, nothing really happened. I was waiting for some shit to go down. I was waiting for my whiteboard to fly off the fucking wall and hit me in the face. That'd be crazy if that happened right now, though. That'd be wild. That'd be crazy. But it didn't happen. I was waiting for something to go down. Nothing really happened. But when me and Dre stopped recording, I will tell you that the equipment that I record my podcast on, which is a Rode, I think it's called the Rode Podcast, or it's like this like soundboard looking thing. I tell you, I just bought it. Whenever my first episode came out, I bought it like 3 weeks before that. This shit is brand spanking new, baby. And when me and Dre got off that episode, when we finished it, my screen started glitching out. How? I don't know. The side of the screen started glitching out like it never has before. And I turned it on, turned it off, turned it on, turned it off, and it would continue to glitch after that episode was filmed or after that episode was recorded. Now, right now, this is the next episode since. The equipment is looking pretty good. I don't see any glitching. It just happened that night. The equipment was weird. And the good thing is the podcast is actually recorded. I was hoping it did not like malfunction throughout the whole episode and then we got nothing. I would have been so pissed off. Didn't happen though. Thank God. So that is the only update I have for you. If you enjoyed that episode, if you are a fan of the paranormal, check that out. So that was it. That was the solo episode. Hopefully it went a lot smoother than the quarantine episode. If you haven't heard it, go check it out and compare them. All right. I'm going to go sip more of this beautiful, beautiful coffee and stay up till 9 a.m. Maybe I'll go play some video games or maybe I'll go do some crazy shopping or I don't know. Maybe I'll go do some fucking push-ups or something. I don't know. Hope you liked the episode. If you did, let me know. If you didn't, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram is where I usually am at. Love Instagram. Always swiping, always liking, always interacting with people on Instagram. Hit me up at It's Gritty Bitch. Okay? And let me know what you think of the podcast, baby. Hit me up. All right? Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's doing good. Until next time, see you later.